Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to the SSR2 Leadership Call on the 24th of February, 2020 at 1730 UTC. Attending the call today is Lauren, Russ, and Eric. Attending from MyCanOrg is Jennifer, Steve, and Brenda. And we have Heather Flanagan, our technical writer, on the call. Today's meeting is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record. Thank you. Russ, I'll turn the call over to you.
Well, obviously the big topic is what do we do if we're not going to meet in Cancun? Seems to me that we need to schedule a meeting of the team. I understand the reasons for the cancellation of the meeting. What are others doing? Are we finding that people are saying, well, let's wait because any interim meeting for a team is going to have the same issues that Cancun had, or what are people doing? Can staff tell us what others are doing, or is it so soon nobody knows yet?
Well, this is Jennifer. So I can certainly tell you that ATRT3 are in the same position as SSR2, and that they also had a remote, a face-to-face meeting planned those same 2 days ahead of Cancun. They also do not think that the remote meeting is going to be as effective as the face-to-face time. They are also on a timeline, and so they are have put in a request to meet, which is in March. I believe they want to meet like the week of the around the 19th of March. So at this point, we can certainly take a request to meet, and obviously we can't agree at this point or confirm that that would be possible. But if this team wants to request a meeting, we can certainly take the request back. We told them that obviously this is, a situation that's in flux, and having a conference of 1500 people plus is quite different from having a meeting of 12 or 15 people. So I don't know if that's helpful or not, but that's the ATRT3 are certainly looking to have a meeting, and like I said, we haven't confirmed that they can have that yet, but we've taken the request and we've promised them we'll get back to them as soon as we can.
Okay, so their timing would be bad for me because of the IETF. So I would advocate that we look for early April. Of course, Easter becomes an issue, so we'd have to avoid that. But I think that the next step then is to put a doodle out and see when team members are available. What do others think?
Hey, this is Denise.
Hello.
I think that'd be a good idea as early April as possible if we can't do late March. Are we going to suggest locations as part of the doodle poll?
Well, that was the next thing I was going to turn to. Does this, if we want to do this quickly, does this mean putting it in one of the locations of an ICANN office, or what are the constraints, or do we know yet?
There's a lot we don't know. I would suggest that meeting in an ICANN office is going to be the easiest and quickest way. Obviously, we have all the tech in place in the offices. If we met somewhere else, that would involve contracting. So we have you met fairly recently, I guess, in LA. So maybe people traveling to the US who need visas, hopefully their visa would still be all right. I think the ICANN offices would be preferable in terms of being able to organize a meeting quickly.
So we just met in Washington, so it kind of feels like we ought to be looking then at either Brussels or LA, is that right?
Hey, Russ, this is Denise. My opinion is that we should meet where it's most expeditious and most cost effective. As much as I would love to have it in LA, we have a sort of a critical mass of members actually live in the DC area, and it's a lot easier for people from, I think, Africa and Europe to get to DC. So it seems, just if you look at where people are actually located, it seems like DC would be the best. Brussels, I would suggest maybe the second.
Okay.
That's just my opinion, but I just find it useful, you know, applying the criteria
right.
of, yeah.
So let's leave Washington, Brussels, and LA in the doodle and see what we learn.
Yeah.
All right. Can we get that out before the call on Wednesday so that we can pound on people to do it on Wednesday? Is that a problem?
I'll defer to Brenda, who will be putting the poll together. I wanted to ask, though, you said early April, so what exact dates would you like us to put in the poll?
Well, I could actually, anytime March 30th for me would be the earliest day I could do it. And then Easter falls on the April 12th this year. So we know that a good number of people will need to be home for that. So I would think we could go, I mean, I'd like to do it earlier than later, but let's include all the way through, like, say, April 22nd on the poll.
Okay, and I see Lauren has suggested in the chat April plus May. Oh.
I'm sorry, he's a plus May?
Denise doesn't like the plus. Let me just go on the record there.
Let's be done by then. I'm sorry.
I really But I think we're creating a doodle poll that's really unwieldy.
Right.
If we're polling for that many locations and that many dates.
Hey, so this is Eric. So hopefully this is just me being not thinking straight. So feel free to weigh in on and if that's the case. But maybe what would be helpful, considering we're looking at the difficulty of scheduling a face-to-face, is to outline what is it that we feel like we need to accomplish in this face-to-face. I mean, in the past, we've talked about how much more productive we are face-to-face, and I think that's definitely true. I also think we were much more in a brainstorming phase when we were coming up with things and negotiating things. If we are in a feedback incorporation phase, maybe we should consider whether a focused remote call can become more effective. Maybe I'm wrong, but just to sort of throw it out there, it might be a different kind of meeting, so maybe we can do a remote version.
So based on the comments that I'm expecting from SSAC, I don't think we're going to have that kind of meeting. Like I shared with the list already, the comment that, please state what benefit you see if this recommendation is implemented and what risk you see if this recommendation is not implemented is going to lead to the kinds of discussions that we have had in the past, and then hopefully capturing it in final text. But that is, it's based on that I'm thinking it's not as going to be simple and straightforward as, yep, change that the to an and move on.
Okay, perfect.
Right, this, Denise, so at the same time, the a number of different recommendations were developed by a number of different people on the team, and we're going to have a lot of comments to, to process. I think, we should think about and, talk with the team about the best construct to use to deal with them. One might be that we, organize them in a table, you know, by recommendation, and then, you know, one or two team members are assigned to process those recommendations and come up with suggested edits that are then reviewed by the team. And I can see different ways of trying to move the ball forward remotely before we meet in person as well.
Completely agree. And yeah, if we're able to do, you know, any portion of them in advance like that, it's going to make the meeting go much more smoothly. Of course, we have to have the actual comments to deal with that.
Right.
Yep.
But I think we're going to get, I mean, there's going to be substantive comments. I think it sounds like you've had visibility into ESSAC, but, you know, what I've heard informally, we're going to be getting detailed comments from others as well. So, yeah.
Well, I'm sure we're going to get comments from more than ESSAC.
Yeah. No, I mean, substantive, like you have to actually go in and really think about how you might want to edit the recommendation. And it's not just, you know, go team, or how could you even think about that? It's, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Changes. Which is, you know, good. One of the reasons we, you know, obviously published a draft is to elicit this type of feedback. So anyway, where does that leave us on the meeting?
I think that we need to plan on the meeting, and I think we should shoot for 3 days. Based on the feedback I've heard so far, because I do think there will be substantive, and if we want to come out with it with, you know, just work items for Heather, and then a couple calls to go through it and make sure that everybody's happy, then I think that's where we should be striving for.
Yeah.
Thanks. This is Jennifer. I just want to read what Lauren said in the chat just for the record. She said, we need to rewrite a lot of text, namely recommendations, or drop this smart idea. We currently aren't fulfilling our own standards. As much as we dislike this, I doubt we can avoid. And then Brenda said she can certainly get a deal pull out today. So. At the moment, I've taken a note for the doodle to go out for 3 days. The date, the 30th of March through to April 22nd, minus the Easter date in Brussels, LA, or DC.
Would you guys consider dropping LA? Just knowing where people on the team reside, it doesn't seem like the most practical place. And it would make the doodle simpler. Again, LA works great for me.
I'm just saying.
LA. So, but this is more about, like, you look at where people actually live, you know, and you're talking, it doesn't seem, I don't know what the benefit is of having two options for a U.S. location in what seems like a pretty complicated task for people.
Lauren says in chat he would leave in for now, and also Heather has a hand up.
Go ahead, Heather.
So we've been talking about the comments that we're expecting from, you know, public comment period, but there are still so many substantive comments in the document from review team members, particularly Casey, that need to be considered.
Right.
There's going to be a lot of work.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. And that is the next subject on the agenda, I think. I just felt we needed to get this doodle going so that we can.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I found this cancellation difficult in terms of motivation.
Yeah.
Okay. So turning towards the comments from the team that we have, when 2 weeks ago, when we were on this call, Denise, you said that you wanted to go through the comments that Casey had made. Did you do that? I lost track.
Yeah, I did. Are there other so I just, since I have trouble with Google Docs, I just put them in a table. Have others also commented? And she has comments that are, they're applied to several recommendations that other people put forward.
So this is Heather. Her comments are throughout the document. It's primarily her, though Zarco has, supported her in general. Not too many people have been touching the document since our last face-to-face meeting.
Yeah, unfortunate.
Okay, so maybe what we need to do is start finding out where others in the team are by going through those comments on the call and just figuring out what actions are needed by which team members to get ready for the face-to-face whenever it happens.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jennifer, I guess the agenda item is start going through the comments that have been added by team members to the Google Doc. We don't expect to finish in one call, but let's get started.
Can I just
thank you.
I sort of feel like I keep being contrary, and it's not on purpose, and this isn't intended to be contrary, so hopefully it doesn't sound like it. But just a sort of observational thing, when sort of in sort of my past, when I'm dealing with review material, you submit something, you wait to get reviews back. It's difficult to modify something that's under review and then be able to ingest the comments you get back after you've modified the substance sometimes. So do we really want to sort of go down the road of, suppose Casey makes a bunch of comments that causes us to modify text, and then we get public comments back about text that we've modified heavily, and the comments don't apply to what we've just written. We wind up in this sort of like version control problem. So I'm not sure that I'm sort of advocating one direction or another, but I feel like we should sort of be cognizant of that kind of common liability and decide how we want to deal with it here.
Yeah, I have found myself in that place too, but I do think we're also going to find that we're going to get contradictory comments, that pull in opposite directions. But your point is it's easier to deal with those kinds of comments when you're looking at the same base text.
Yeah, I think it's a good point, and I think some of Casey's comments are, please explain this more clearly, or please add citations for this statement, or this seems like more information is needed. I think we should definitely, if we're agreeing on edits, that we, that Heather should add them in such a way so that it's obvious, so we still have full access to the underlying text that we sent out for public comment, so we can address them.
Heather, together. I'm sure you've done this before. Do you have any recommendations?
I have never had to deal with a document quite this hairy.
Unwieldy.
I'll tell you that right now. We can take a snapshot of exactly as it is today with all the comments exactly as they are, and keep that off to the side. I can absolutely see people getting very confused about yet another copy hidden somewhere, but it's I'm not sure we have a better way to handle it at this point in time. It's going to be icky. We're going to be going back and forth and back and forth. What was the original? What do we have now? What do we change? There's no good way to do this.
So when I have had to do exactly what I just suggested, we watch out for it. What you just said, Heather, is exactly what was worked for me. Basically, the journal hands back a sort of the submitted version to me that was reviewed, and then I've got the one that I was mistakenly playing around with, and at least I can go to refer. Yeah, exactly like what you just said. So when I've gotten down the slippery slope, your suggestion is exactly what I've used.
Yeah, I can't think of a better way to do it, that's for sure. It's not something you can easily share on a screen. So pretty much everyone has to have a computer in front of them so that they can be looking at this together in real time.
Yeah, my hope is that some of the comments can be resolved by fairly straightforward additions without major rewrite. At least, you know, add sites, those kind of things.
Certainly. Yeah.
Please explain is harder.
Yeah, but there's a lot of instances where she's just calling for references and citations. And that, you know, we made the sort of strategic decision, acknowledging that we simply don't have the support from ICANN to have someone go through and research and do all of that. And that still needs to be done. But we were going to go forward with, you know, with draft comments without all of the full citations and references. And that's the easiest thing to fix. And it's also something that I don't think warrants discussion among team members. I think when team members have time, they can go look at the, you know, the citations that were added in and see if they have any other comments about it. You know, so I think there's a lot of citations and references that Casey thought should be added that probably don't rise to the level of discussion for the team.
No, but I suspect they rise to the level of who's going to go find them. Right. And so that's what I'm hoping is we can, when we get to those kinds, we can say, okay, who's going to take this one? And somebody will put their hand up with minimal arm twisting, but we'll see.
This is Jennifer. I just wanted to read for the record Lauren's comment in chat. He said, alternative approach would be council calls, get people to work through everything and then deal with the more complicated stuff. References can be done now. To which Heather said, the calls are serving as the only driver to get things done. If the council calls, people will just ignore until they have to meet for the face-to-face.
Right. That's my fear. And we also have seen that if we don't mention the doodle on a call, a whole bunch of people don't do it.
Yeah, I think I agree with Russ. There aren't enough people who are actually holding the pens and writing at this point instead of not saying anything or just opining broadly. We're really in, I think we have to keep reinforcing for the team. Now is the time to resolve this through, resolve outstanding issues through red lines. And everyone needs
to
participate in that.
Yep, I agree.
Maybe we should be able to wait. Maybe we should be able to wait people's doodle poll vote by how much they volunteer to actually write. So that way we can come up with a more sort of like action-oriented voting result.
Right. No, I mean, you laugh, but we actually, I think it's worth considering that people's travel to the face-to-face needs to occur after they need to bring, they need to have posted text. And worked. I'm a little concerned that people may use the face-to-face as a default or as a replacement for actually working, writing text and working on Google Docs and email. We're not going to meet the deadlines we need to meet if people don't do any work until they show up in person and then just talk about an issue rather than actually writing. That's going to be a problem.
Yes, indeed.
Do we have the ability to tie written contributions to airplane tickets?
God, I wish that were so. But I do think we have to make sure that the key contributors are in the yes box, what we pick. And that's just all we can do. Okay, is there anything else we have to talk about today?
Denise, go ahead. I'll talk after you.
I apologize. I was a few minutes late, so if you've already discussed this, do we want to talk about an extension of the public comment period?
So
have you already?
We did talk about that in the sense that no one has asked for one yet.
Are you feeling that someone has to formally ask us for that before we do it?
I think if they can give us the raw material, we get more time to get people to actually do homework and come to the meeting prepared. So mm-hmm. while I'm inclined, given the cancellation of Cancun, to accept an extension, I would hate to give people 2 weeks if they only needed one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my thinking.
Yeah. And so maybe team members can help with this by going back to their respective constituencies and advisory committees and groups and checking on the status of any public comments on the draft report and whether they'll be submitted by the deadline or what the situation is. It would be good to get a more fulsome snapshot of where folks are.
So that's a good idea. Let's add to the agenda as the first item, just ask team members what they're hearing from the constituents that appointed them and when and whether or not they expect to submit public comment.
Yeah.
Okay, Jennifer, what was it you said we were trying to say?
The first thing is, so the 5th and 6th, obviously, of March, we have blocked out on people's calendar a full day for remote meeting. So I'm not clear if that's happening or not, if you feel like it'd be better to free that time off on people's calendars.
So I'm thinking that it would not be useful to have a two-day phone call, but I am thinking that putting the 4th back as a regular call makes sense. Does that make sense to others on the call?
I'm sorry, I lost the thread on that. What's the suggestion?
So we were going to have a two-day meeting, the 5th and the 6th. And as Lauren has already said on the list, he doesn't see how that's going to get us there or be useful. So I'm proposing we just cancel that and have our normal call on the 4th, since no one's on planes going to the face-to-face on the 5th and 6th.
Well, an alternative is to at least keep, since we've got people's calendars already blocked, do we?
Well, only in the sense that they thought they would be in Cancun. Now that that right. cancellation has been announced, I don't know what we have.
So maybe this also could be a discussion point on our team call this week. If people were amenable to doing, say, a 3 or 4 hour block on both of those days, and we create an agenda that has us going through a number of comments and issues that have arisen, that might help spur people to be specific and help us get work done.
Okay, let's add that as the second work item or agenda item to talk to the team about whether they are still have those days blocked or whether they've done other things since the announcement of the cancellation.
Okay, thank you. And then this other item was the work plan, which we had on the leadership agenda to discuss
sorry.
Today.
I totally forgot about that. Yes. Basically, what happened is Jennifer and I got together and did an update to the work plan based on achieving public comment. And we sent that spreadsheet out. Did anyone have a chance to look at it?
I have not.
Do you object to us just sending it on? Or do you want some time to look at it?
I'll take a look at it today.
Okay.
When was it sent?
Oh, almost a week and a half ago.
Something like that.
Well, it was before, we did that on 2 weeks ago. So then, we went did it, and then she had to make an update, and she sent it out before the team call that day, that week. So
this is our updated work plan.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know. It doesn't seem useful to send out an updated work plan when we've got so much uncertainty as to the pace of our work, given the cancellation and potential rescheduling or not. I mean, this seems like a lot of balls in the air to update the work plan at this time.
Yeah, we basically didn't change any end dates. Well, I guess we did. We assumed Cancun was happening. So maybe what we need to do, Jennifer, is take another look at that after we know when the interim's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's a good point. We kind of did assume Cancun was going to...
Yeah, this is tough.
...be our final meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Jennifer?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Any other business from anyone? Is Lauren madly typing?
He just said, which he already said on Liz, that he's unlikely to be able to join a remote meeting, but we're going to discuss on Wednesday. So.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. No, he did say on list that he didn't think it would be productive as well. So, all right.
Okay.
Thank you. We'll talk on Wednesday.
Thanks.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.